From that national funding, 8.7 million euro will be going to Killybegs for the towards the Smooth Point Pier extension project there, which is a really important project for the Killybegs Harbour and for the fishing sector and industry there. And also nationally, I've announced today a 35% increase in the overall funding towards local authority ports and harbours, which are smaller ports and harbours, which many of our inshore fishermen would depend on, and which also are important for marine leisure as well. And that from that national increase of 35%, Donegal will be getting the largest allocation nationally, with 12 projects in the county to benefit. So, for example, €200,000 will be going towards Leinan Pier in Uras. We'll be seeing €80,000 towards Port New, Downing's Bun Inver, Port na Blab, the Harden Ballyhorsky, for example, all getting funded as well. 12 projects altogether. So really important, this work will happen this year. Is to be concluded by December, and is delighted to be able to ensure that Donegal received the largest part of the national funding in the announcement today. Also, in the period ahead, I'm continuing to work as well in relation to the completion of Greencastle Breakwater project, and hope to have news and progress in that regard in the near future too.
I'm sure this funding will provide an economic boost for coastal communities as well. It will have a knock-on effect for local piers and harbours and support local fisheries and tourism, all very positive.
Yeah, it's really important that we have a tremendous infrastructure around our coast. We have one of the longest coastline in the country, and a lot of small ports and harbours, and it's important they're properly funded. It puts a lot of pressure on Donegal County Council to maintain them, but they do really good work with their staff, with a limited staff there, but with very good staff. And so it's important that this national funding does come to support the maintenance and upkeep and indeed further development of these small piers and harbours. So I was delighted to be able to deliver the funding for 12 such projects across the county between now and the end of the year, and look forward to seeing the outcome of that work over the months ahead.